Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody want to press a little further? Anybody want to press a little further? Somebody lift your voice into the Lord. Tell him, God, I want to press a little further. Press in your presence, Jesus. Come on, we're about to get out of your way, but we want to press a little further, amen. If I can just press in your presence, behold the beauty of your face. If I can just press in your presence, and never leave this place again. If I can just press in your presence, and leave all my cares behind me, I will be whole, I'll still believe, I will just lay at your feet. For I will be whole, I'll still believe, I will just praise at your feet, right here in your presence. Somebody come on and tell the Lord you want to press a little deeper. Somebody tell the Lord, if I can just press,
if I can just press
in your presence,
press in your presence,
behold the beauty of your face. If I can just press in your presence, and never leave this place again. If I can just press in your presence, and leave all my cares where they are, I will be whole. I'll still believe. I will just lay at your feet. But I will be whole. I'll still believe. Praise out of your feet. I will be whole. I'll still believe. I will just lay out of your feet. But I will be whole. I'll still believe. I will just praise.
tonight just praising God and thanking him for who he is in our lives, how we can just call him and talk with him anytime we choose. Well, this is Prophetess Teresa Dox, and I am excited about the glory of God. I am excited about what God is doing in the earth realm. You know, it doesn't seem like that God is moving, but I'll tell you, when you tap into the spiritual realm, you'll see the things that he's doing. He's bringing people forth in ministry. He's bringing people out of their dark places. And even I just thank God tonight because I just left the restaurant, and I'm telling you, it was young people in there talking about the goodness of God, and it did my soul good to hear young people lifting up the name of Jesus, lifting up his holy name, even sharing with one another about why they should not have their pants sagging and why we need jobs and why we should go to school. I just praise God because, you know, sometimes you think that your prayers are not being heard or not being answered. Well, you need to have eagle eyes so you can hear and see what God is doing. Well, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to another broadcast. I'm usually here on Saturdays. Well, I want to give glory to God because we have a Saturday host that's going to be coming forth on tomorrow. Prophetess Pam Hines, she's going to do a six-week broadcast. Awesome woman of God. And I just thank God for her. She has a street ministry. You know, as she was saying in her testimony, she was serving in a church, and she was there, and she was bitter and wounded, but she was still serving. And God just spoke with her and told her to step up and step out. And I just thank God for her because she put one foot in front of the other. And then she began to move out. And I just give glory to God because the enemy tried to work on our minds, and he tried to make us think that we're not going to be able to do this and we're not going to be able to do that. But I'll tell you one thing. If you just don't quit, if you just don't quit and put yourself in the midst of people that want to encourage you, that see God in you and want to see you with what God wants you to have, you'll see a big difference in your life. Well, tonight, and I just give glory to God for Prophetess Pam as she began to start a new chapter in her life. I'm going to lift the lines up with a word of prayer. And again, we know that every single time that we come on the line, truly, it is a sacrifice. It's a seed sown into God's people. So we're just going to pray over the lines and just ask God to saturate our ear gates, saturate what he's doing in our minds and in our spirits so that we can hear God and we can know what we need to be doing in this season. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, once again, for you are the only God that we know, Father. And we just come to you lifting up the name of Jesus. We come to you, Lord God, adoring you, loving on you, worshiping you. We ask you right now that you would saturate these lines, saturate our ear gates, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that the word of God will go forth unchecked, unhindered, without outside forces, any type of disturbance. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you will speak to your people what you would have them to hear in the name of Jesus. Satan, you are a liar. We bind you up and we send you back to from whence you came, and we thank you, Lord God, that you rule and you super rule, for there is none like you, Lord God. And Father, we thank you that you're here with us in the matchless, mighty, marvelous name of Jesus Christ. And we say amen and glory to his wonderful name. Well, we won't be with you long tonight, but God just put in my spirit how the battlefield of the mind will keep us from pressing in to what God wants us to have. And I want you to get your Bibles out, and I want you to turn to 1 Peter. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Peter 1, I'm sorry, excuse me, 5 and 10. And I just want to be an encouragement to you tonight. And the text title is Little by Little. Glory to God. Little by little. Suffering precedes liberation. And I want you to get that in your spirit. Suffering precedes liberation. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who impart all blessings and favor, who has called you to his own eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will himself complete and make you what you ought to be, established and ground you securely, and strengthen and settle you. My God, you know, weeping endures through the night, but I'll tell you one thing. Joy will come in the morning if you don't quit, if you press in, if you continue to say, Lord, I thank you, if you press in beyond the pain, if you press in beyond the suffering, and you see what the end's going to bring. You know, the scripture that I just read talked about it. Suffering precedes liberation. Why do we need to suffer a little while? And I'm going to take you somewhere, because as long as our minds are fixed on what the Word of God says, not what we see, not what we hear, but only what the Word of God says, why do we need to suffer a little while? You know, I believe that from time to time, we actually, at one point that you'll start realizing, we have a problem. We have a problem until Jesus delivers us. You know, sometimes we can be blind that we're dealing with these issues, that there are some issues that need to be dealt with, and we just suffer through it. And then we just say, Lord, when? Lord, we're just going to believe God for the move of God. Lord, please deliver us. And he has to deliver us. But we endure a type of suffering that when we finish the suffering, we will rejoice. Not just a simple rejoicing, but it's a rejoicing that freedom has come. Now, when we try to do something on our own, we'll fail. But I want you to realize something. Sometimes we say, Lord, how long? But I want to encourage you to wait on him. And how do we wait on him? We don't wait being still. We wait being progressive. We wait in our spirit about the situation. But we have to be marching up the King's Highway during the process. So this waiting period for the freedom and for the breakthrough to come, showing our faith in God, is while we're still moving and we're still progressive, we don't let that one thing stop us, because we understand that God's going to handle that, that he's going to take care of it, because our faith has not failed us. And how do we know our faith hasn't failed us? It's because we're still moving, we're still progressing, we're still doing things for the kingdom of God. Yes, yes, we're weighed down on this side. Yes, we might be weighed down on that side. But nevertheless, if we keep our mind focused, we can't go by what we see. We can't go by what we hear. But we have to go by the Word of God. the principles that's in the Word. And we have to realize that while we're waiting on our breakthrough, while we're waiting on our deliverance, while we're waiting on our freedom, our heart should overflow with thanksgiving and praises during the process. You know, we got to bind up that "oh, it's me" spirit. We have to bind up that spirit that want to make us feel depressed and sad. We got to press on as though we are still in our young days, our youthful days, with laughter and jokes. And you know what? My sister said a joke to me today, and my spirit is still laughing from that joke. But I'll tell you, laughter is so good for the soul. You know, we don't have to be so serious about everything, even though we're going through. I'm telling you, it will only last for a moment. God's going to deliver and going to set you free, and he's going to bring you out. But in the process, we need to be full of joy, full of worship, full of praises, full of dedication. I'm talking about in the pressing. It's in the pressing, in the process of the pain, in the pressing, in the process of the suffering, you don't quit. That you don't quit. You tell the enemy, you know what, my head may be hurting. My back may be paining. My legs may be weak. My arms may be sore. But I'm still pressing. I'm not going to quit until my Jesus comes. So our hearts have to be overflowing with thanksgiving. We can't focus on the suffering, but begin to focus on the thankfulness of God, being thankful of what he has done and what he's doing. When you look around and you see his goodness to you, and then praising him as we raise our hands up. And in doing this, raising our hands up in the middle, in the midst of a suffering situation, it's a slap in the enemy's face. When we praise God, when the enemy think he have attacked us, and we don't even feel like praising God, it's a slap in the enemy's face. Yet still will I serve him. You know, we raise up our hands in worship and honoring him. You know, if we can move our feet, we move our feet with a dance to just tell him thank you while we wait for our breakthrough, while we're waiting for the freedom to come, while we're waiting, we're not waiting being still. Our spirit should rejoice. And I'll tell you, sometimes you can get to suffering and you'll be feeling condemned. And we know what the word says in Romans 8:1. Therefore, there is now, not later, but now, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who have and who live and walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. So we can't walk after the flesh. We have to have our spirit man lead us. So our flesh might be suffering, but our spirit is leaping with joy. I'm going to tell you something. It's medicine. It's medicine that will bring healing to our bodies, healing to our minds. And sometimes when our body is not well, our mind begin to think all kind of thoughts. Lord, what's going to happen next? And then fear will settle in. I'll tell you, the battlefield of the mind. So we have to begin to control our thoughts. No matter how our body is feeling, we control our thoughts. Just say, for instance, you got cramps. You get a cramp and you say, oh, glory, thank you, Jesus. The enemy don't want to hear that. It doesn't sound rational. Little by little. And I want you to turn to Deuteronomy 7 and 22. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For God is so good. I'm telling you, as I was in a restaurant and I realized that I need to come and get on this broadcast tonight, I began to rush. And, you know, God have just put in my spirit, what I put in your hands to do, I want you to be faithful. The Word of God says if you're faithful over a few things, he will make you ruler over many. And it's not so much that you want to be rulership over many. You just want to pour into others what God have given you. That's what Jesus did. And I'll tell you, little by little, it's the small things that God look at in our lives. You know, a woman of God told me yesterday, and I was speaking with her about the prophetic prayer conference. And the woman of God said to me, I asked her about, you know, doing some participating in the event, and she says, yes, I'll give you a call back with my answer, and I'll call you today, and that was yesterday. And, well, you know, I know the Lord said a day is like 1,000 years, so maybe she operating on that level. But however, she didn't call back, it's another day. Now, what does that do? Now her word has lost weight with me. Not that I'm all that, but because when you say it, when you speak a thing, the Word of God says it shall be established. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Okay, now she said that to me, and she didn't call. So again, I'm saying that to say this. Those are the little ikes that destroy the vines. You know, she could have forgotten, but today is a new day, and she still haven't called. But I'm not moved to the left or to the right. I'm still determined. So I'll call her back, and I'll keep pressing in for what God want her to do. So I'm going to tell you little by little, and I'm going to make my point, the reason why I told that situation. In Deuteronomy 7 and 22, and it reads, and the Lord your God will clear out those nations before you, little by little. You may not consume them quickly, lest the beasts of the field increase among you. Now, the renewing of your mind will take place little by little. So we can't be discouraged in the process. Sometimes it might seem slow. So because she said those words to me, and in her mind, the Holy Spirit already said to me she had no intentions on calling back because of the spirit of fear and being stretched to do something that God will for her to do. And the Spirit had already revealed it to me before she didn't call back. But little by little, I tell you, I'm determined, because this is something God told me to do, I am determined that I will make her an assignment to bring her to the place where God wants her to be. Now, just before the children of Israel entered the promised land, just before this woman of God got to the place where God wanted her to be, the Lord told the Israelites that he would drive out their enemies before them little by little, lest the beasts of the field increase among them. Now, I believe pride is the beast. I believe pride is the beast, and I'm going to tell you why. The beast that will consume us, if we receive too much freedom too quickly, it's actually better to be set at liberty in one area at a time. And that way, we'll begin to appreciate our freedom more when it's little by little, when we get breakthroughs little by little, when our word is our bond, little by little. So when we say something, we got a conviction in our spirit that we have to honor our word. That's all we have. So little by little, the woman of God will get her breakthrough. And as I was saying, the beasts of the fields increase among us. I mean, I'll increase among them, the children of Israel I'm talking about. And when I was talking about, I believe, is pride, it's actually better that we don't have a whole lot of blessings at one time so that we can appreciate the blessings that we do have. And then as we appreciate, we realize that it's truly a gift from God and not something that we can make happen in our own strength. And so just to do a comparison with the situation, now, her and I were real close friends. And because we're close friends, I don't hold that against her because I see her in the future. I see her in the future. And as we laughed and talked, and her husband is a pastor, and I know he's praying for her breakthrough, and he knows every time I call, it's little by little. I tell you, little by little. I'm excited because I know when God gives us assignment and we have to be faithful to it, we might get tired. It might take a long time. It might come quickly. But as long as we don't quit, failure is not an option. And so I'm saying all that to say that in the process of us getting our breakthrough, we have to go through some suffering. So this woman of God said to me, she was asked to speak at a church, and she said that she talked and had a good time with the pastor's wife, and they talked about the Bible, and they really had a good conversation. And at the end of the conversation, the other woman of God asked her to be the speaker at her church, and that same fear, that same stronghold took over her again. And she said, after talking to the other woman of God for 3 hours, she said, "I don't speak." Now, she was just speaking. She was just proclaiming the word of God for the last 3 hours. And I'm using her as an example because where she is now and how she's suffering on the inside because she knows she needs to do it, but she don't know how to step out. She don't know how to move forward. She's in a comfortable place. And I'll tell you what kingdom builder's assignment is. Thou kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Yes, the kingdom is established. God established it. But the manifestation of God's kingdom in God's people is not in its fullness. The fivefold for the perfecting of the saints. I'll tell you something. When this woman of God finally gets to that place where God wants her to be, I see thousands, thousands of people being saved and brought to Christ because of the gift of God that's inside of her. But little by little, she's being brought forth, little by little. And God will not let it happen in our own strength. He will allow us to go through things. He'll send people to us, some to give us a prophetic word, some to even condemn us, and even allow some spiritual abuse. And all of this together will make you balanced. You know, you might say, "Why, Lord, why me?" I'll tell you what, you're developing grounds. You will appreciate those grounds the most. Now, in the process, sometimes we might get discouraged. We might feel condemned. We might feel like I should be doing this, and Lord, I know you said do that, and Lord, I see them doing this, and I know we might have the spirit of condemnation or the spirit of discouragement. And I read the scripture in Romans 8 and 1. Therefore, there's no condemnation. You have no reason to feel condemned. I'll tell you what, those new mercies that's granted every day, those new mercies, they're ours. Those new mercies, they're yours. Every day is a new beginning, a fresh start. Every day above ground is a fresh start for God's people. So don't receive condemnation in your spirit when you feel or have a setback or a bad day. Just get up, dust yourself off, and start all over again. When a baby, I want you to see this in the spirit realm. When a baby is learning to walk, that baby going to fall over and over again. Before the baby can really, truly enjoy the ability of learning to walk. The baby gonna fall, I'm telling you, because I've seen many babies fall down, and they just get right back up, and guess what? They try it again. But before they try it again, they brace themselves so that they can have a steadfast stand. So when they start over again, they're holding on to something to stand up straight. And the one thing that baby might have confidence that he can do it, and he know he just fell, but something in that baby's mind that, well, I had my balance for a minute, and I fell, but I got back up because I'm going to try to have my balance a little bit longer, and each time that baby might go a little further and a little further. And that's where our lives is, as Christians being developed, as believers being developed. We have to be focused on where we're headed and not distracted on this and that, just on the assignment that God has for us. And, you know, even when those babies fall down, you think about this. They might cry while they're falling, but they always get back up. Now, the enemy, the devil, he'll try his hardest to make you want to quit. That's his job, to make you want to stop in the area of the renewing of your mind. See, once he got you feeling condemned and he got you feeling discouraged, now he wants you to quit. Because that's the whole purpose. If he can just get you to quit, then you're no longer a threat. If he could just get you to stop being a blessing, if he could just get you to think, I can't afford that, I can't do that, if he can get you to think that you can't press beyond the norm, then the enemy, he feel as though, okay, I got him. Okay, I got her. And you know how they say, I got this. He will attempt to stop you through everything that he has and cause your mind not to be renewed to what God says about you. When condemnation comes, I'm going to tell you, those words are weapons, and they normally come from people that are the closest to us, that beat up on us spiritually, and glory to God, hopefully it's not physically, but spiritually. Ah, shatarabu, ra, koshe. Thank you, Jesus. But when I was talking about Romans 8 and 1, reminding Satan about yourself that you do not walk after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Walking after the flesh is depending on yourself and your own abilities. I want you to hear that. Walking after the flesh is depending on yourself and your own abilities. And walking after the Spirit is dependent on God. Now, when we fall, which we will, which you will, mean that you are a failure. It simply means that you don't do it right. Thank you, Jesus. You just didn't do that thing, that one thing right. And sometimes we mess up something right. But I tell you one thing, it don't mean that you're a failure. And because God gave you another chance, you can try it again like that baby that's falling and getting up. And every single time that you have to accept the fact that along with your strength, never, ever be able to be perfected in anything without God. So we have to realize that failure comes with the territory. If you don't quit, victory comes in the end. Thank you, Jesus. And when we fail, that's when the enemy try to make us feel condemned. You know, you ever had loved ones that, you know, just every time you turn around, thank you, Jesus. Every time you turn around, there's always something. There's always something going on. And then sometimes we get into a place where we're wounded. And it's easy to feel condemned when you're wounded. It's easy to feel discouraged when you're wounded. But I'll tell you, no, if you stay and let Christ and follow after the Spirit and depend on God, just depend on Him. Just lean on Him. Just trust Him. The Bible says, let God be the truth and man be a lie. And sometimes we try to make men and women our gods. And every single time, God will allow them to let us down. Simply so He can be the big G God. He wants to be the big G God in our lives. And when we accept the fact that the only person that's strong enough to keep us in perfect peace, when our mind is stayed upon Him, is Jesus. We got to try that. We got to take our minds, and when our minds start rationalizing, when our minds begin to try to get the answer, when our minds begin to know that we can solve some situations, we got to say, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you to speak to me. You know, when the Holy Spirit began to speak, He will lead you, and He will guide you, and He will direct you. But you have to let Him by the renewing of your mind, following the Spirit and not the flesh. Where the Spirit might be saying, you need to do this. But the flesh is saying, oh, no, no, I'm tired. Nope, can't do that. I'm sorry, I'll do that tomorrow. The victory is in the press. You know how you put those grapes in the press and that juice of the grapes come when it's pressed, that's the same way the anointing will come out of God's believers. When we pressed and squeezed, then the anointing, the strength, will come up and out if we depend on God, if we just trust Him and not be discouraged and be encouraged. And again, I cannot say it enough. Surround yourself with people that are encouragers, people that God have put the ministry of encouragement on, and let it rub off on you. Or if you are an encourager already, connect with people that you can encourage. You know, because discouragement, let me read the scripture in Psalms. Psalms 42 and 5. And I hope you're flipping the scriptures and looking at the Word of God. And the Word says, "Why are you cast down, O my inner self? And why should you mean, over me, moan over me, I'm sorry, and be disquiet within me? Hope in God and wait expectantly for Him, for I shall yet praise Him, my help and my God." So in the process, Psalm, David was talking about praising Him and be in expectancy in the process. You know, because, see, discouragement, it destroys our hope. So naturally, the enemy going to always try to discourage us, because he don't want us to keep hope alive. Because, see, without hope, we'll give up. And what the enemy, his will is for us to quit. His will is for us to give up. And the Bible just keep repeatedly telling us not to be discouraged or dismayed. God wants us to expect the impossible. God wants us to start something before we even have a dime to do it. God wants us to believe God, you know, and I just thank God for one of my dear friends. She said to me the other day, she said, "We're just going to expect God to provide." And I'll tell you one thing, that's what I'm talking about. Using that faith, not going by what you see or hear, but being encouraged on God's ability. What He can do, not in our ability, but in His ability. And God wants us to just be encouraged at all times in the process of the suffering. I just read it, Psalm 42 and 7. And discouragement and condemnation, it tries to overtake our minds. That's exactly where it works. It works on our mind. It will cause us our thought life. Now, the kind of thoughts that we think, they're going to either be sound thoughts or thoughts that's not sound. Thoughts that's not biblical based. Now, I'm not going to say that when we get to thinking certain ways, sometimes, you know, people actually lose their minds. They go so far off to the left that they don't come back, no return. You know, you might see people walking down the street talking to themselves, swinging at the air, you know, and their minds. The enemy know if he can take our minds, that he can take our hope, that he can take our vision, that he can take our purpose. He can take everything that belongs to God from us. So by the renewing of our minds, we have to keep the Word of God before us. We have to seek the Word of God. We have to study the Word of God. We have to ask God to use us in His kingdom. We have to preach. We have to minister. We have to pray. You know, all of this, it makes us a better person in the kingdom, more of an asset and not an upset, an asset and not a liability. Yes, let me think about Brother James Brown's book. Are you an asset or a liability in the kingdom? Are you a plus or a minus? And, you know, it just really behooves me when I see people with so many straight gifts, just so anointed, so blessed, so favored, so much grace upon them, and they're non-productive. You know, but that's a whole nother sermon. But the battlefield of the mind, sometimes the enemy will use people close to us and work directly on our thoughts so that they can control. They think the person might say, I know him, and I know how he thinks. That's the enemy. That's the enemy. Want to control you by saying, I know what they're thinking, and I know that they will do this if I say that, or if I do this, they'll do that. That's the spirit of Jezebel, want to control you, want to manipulate you, want to keep you off bound, keep you where you can't do and accomplish what God wants you to accomplish because you're so caught up and entangled with what the plot, the plan that the enemy has set through them to affect you. So instead of falling in that trap and thinking negative, I want you to think like this. Well, you know, think on the things that's lovely and as of a good report. You know, we got to keep our minds focused on the assets, the promises of God. How, I'm telling you, when you really just get this in your spirit, it starts getting you so excited because you start seeing the impossible. You start accepting the impossible. You know that truly there's no limit in God. And yes, if this gets taken away, God got something better. And refuse to be discouraged. Refused to be condemned. Just refuse it. Don't accept it in your spirit. You know, the Bible said that tell the enemy. Just say that to the enemy. You don't condemn me. God sent Jesus to die for me. I'm fine, thank you. Today is a great day. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, choose your own thoughts. Don't let someone put thoughts in your mind. Choose the thoughts that God gave you. When you wake up in the morning, begin to speak to your mind, speak to your thoughts. Command them, decree them, declare them that you will line up. You shall line up with what God says. You shall think what God says. Everything about you shall be biblical-based. Foundational scriptures come into my spirit now in the name of Jesus. You have authority, spiritual authority over your mind, over your body, over your actions, over your deeds, over your day. You know, even commanding your day. You command your day. You rise up early, get under the covering of the early risers. And get up with expectation. Get up with a holy Shabbat. Get up with a praise. Get up with a song in your spirit. And I'm going to tell you, once we realize that this is an exciting life to live for God, and when we accomplish the things that he put before us to do and not focused on being condemned and discouraged, but we count it off one at a time. God said, do this. Okay, it's done. God said, say that. Okay, I said it. God said, go here. Okay, I went. Our life is not our own. So we don't have time to be tossed this way and that way. We do not have time to build something other than the kingdom. Tomorrow is not promised. Today is not promised. But today and the time that we have, we should take it and value it. And we should do mighty exploits for the kingdom of God. You know, when the word of God says that he'll make a way out of no way, that he'll give us a way of escape from the enemy, we have to keep busy. Because if we're idled, the enemy will constantly work on our minds. And we don't have a purpose and plan and vision before us, then we are the enemy's workshop. He'll constantly stay right there beating up on your mind, your spirit, your soul, and your body. But I'll tell you, when we begin to just press into the presence of God, and we begin to tell the enemy, you are a liar, we begin to speak profound words, and sometimes people might think, you're crazy. Who are you talking to? I'm talking to my brain. I'm talking to my mind. I'm putting it under subjection because it's going to obey me. Yes, because my spirit has rulership over my mind. Yes. So I'll tell you, walk in the authority of God. And you know, earlier I talked about laughter, and I talked about the song that my sister, I don't know if I said the song, but anyway, we were praying and going forth in prayer this morning, and you know, I was seeing something in the spirit, and so I began to say it, and she said she began to see it. Praise God. Glory to God. It just gave me so much laughter. So I literally seen this woman of God. I seen her walking through a door, and I saw the glory of God behind her, but she was trying not to go. She was doing everything she could, trying not to be in that place with God. And, you know, so I felt that it was a song coming up in someone, and I did not know who. And this is what I'm talking about, being afraid to step out and do what God wants you to do. And even God has a sense of humor. And I pray that I don't have no religious, traditional fanatics on the line or those that will listen in the iPod or in archives. But this song was dropped in my sister's spirit based on what I saw, and I believe she saw it too. Now, I want you to hear it, and I want you to be open-minded and hear it. This is a song that came from, I believe, the Grinch. That stole Christmas or something like that. But she said, now we're in a prophetic moment. Now the presence of God was there. And she said, God put this song, she started hearing this song. And I'm going to play it for you. And I just want you to enjoy the laughter that I did, because it just showed us where the person was that we were praying for. Amen. And I'm going to play it, and I'll be right back. Bless God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And look here, changing from bad to good as easy as taking your...
I really am a mean and despicable creature at heart, though. It's so difficult to really change.
Difficult? Why look here, changing from bad to good as easy as taking your first step.
Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking across the floor. Put one foot in front of the other. rockin' band is hard to beat.
Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking across the floor. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking out the door.
If you want to change your direction,
Jesus. I just bless God, you know, put one foot in front of the other, little by little, we'll get there, little by little, but we have to start, and we have to start by putting one foot in front of the other, and that just blessed me, and I pray that it blessed you. It tickled me, and I laughed because God does have a sense of humor. We were in the prophetic praying and in his presence, and he gave her that song, and we searched and found the song, and bam, that was God's word for her. And I don't know, it might be God's word for some of us that's on this line, but I'm truly encouraged tonight, and I just want to thank you for tuning in to another broadcast. Tomorrow, if you have time, you're not busy, tune in to Prophetess Pam. She'll be in on tomorrow at 7 p.m., and again, I say she'll be with us for the next 6 weeks. And I just want to encourage you, call 661-449-9911, or you can go on the internet, www.blogtalkradio.com/ Kingdom Builders International. And also, I want to encourage, if you are in the Indiana, Chicago area, I want to encourage you to come on and attend our monthly empowerment the first Saturday of every month. We're at the Living Way Christian Center. That's 235 West 40th Avenue. We're there at 3 p.m., and there's refreshments that's being served. This one is a month of prayer. So we're empowering people to know the purpose of prayer. So that's for the month of August. I am excited. And then on the end of August, August 24th and 25th, we'll be in the Detroit, Michigan area. And I want to encourage you, if you are in the Detroit, Michigan area, we want you to just come on in and tune in to our prophetic empowerment, prophetic prayer conference. We will be there at the Marriott Town Suites, I believe, Town Place Suites in Warren, Michigan. And we'll be there on those 2 days, 4 days. We'll be, breakfast and lunch will be available. Registration is $50 if you register before, I believe, the 15th of July. And after that, registration is $60. But the registration fee covers everything that you need for the conference. We will be doing a shut-in on Friday night. So I encourage you, God is going to do a paradigm shift in the region. There's going to be some intercessors birthed out. There's going to be some activation done, the activating of the gifts that's dormant inside of the people of God. I'm telling you, I am excited about it. And if you want to know more about the conference, you can contact us at area code 312-890-3204, or you can also contact us at 586-914-1251. And then also before we go, I just want to do a couple things, the call of salvation, and also I want to encourage you to just tune in to the Blog Talk. We have a lineup of awesome pastors that will be coming on, and we have on the first Tuesday of every month, Apostle Leonard Emmons of the Living Way Christian Center. On every Thursday, we have Apostle Carlton Clark Richardson, a Warriors for Christ House of Prayer. And then on the first Sunday of every month, we have Apostle Keith Blanton. On the fourth Friday of every month, we have Elder Melvin Peoples of Mending God's Ministry at 7 p.m. On the first and the third Friday, I believe, yes, Apostle Flowers is with us. And then again, Prophetess Pam will be with us on the every Saturday for the next 6 weeks. And then Evangelist Dana Hanna, Alpha Omega Ministries, every Tuesday at 7 p.m. She's with us, excluding the first Tuesday with Apostle Emmons is in place. And I believe, oh, and then Apostle Brooks is with us every third Friday. No, every fourth Friday, he's with us. So we have a lineup of awesome preachers, awesome ministers, awesome apostles, awesome men of God. Then we also have Kingdom Teams that's going to be coming forth every Wednesday. So if you have a teenager, a team that want to be with Kingdom Teams, it's called Team Talk. So I encourage you that we're going to be coming forth with that within the next week or so. So I want to encourage you to, on your quiet time, and just tell somebody about the line so that they at home and they need to hear word that we're here. We're here to encourage, to build up God's people. And, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for what you have done in this hour. Father, we glorify you, we magnify you, we adore you, Father. And, Father, we just thank you for what you have done in this hour. I just want to say, if there's anyone on the line that does not know Christ and the pardon of your sin, and you want to be part of God's kingdom, this is your chance. This is your opportunity. It's not hard. It's very simple. All you have to do is confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. The Word of God says, and thou shall be saved. Now, Jesus is the Son of God, and he sits on the right-hand side of the Father, and his hand is beckoning for you to come. We encourage you, if you want to be part of God's kingdom, you're tired of living the way that you have been living, you want a brand new change, a life that's holy, a life that is being developed for the Master's use. We at Kingdom Builders International, Kingdom Daughters Intercessors, we ask you to let God be your Lord. Let God be the King of your life. And if you made that choice today, and you confess, and you believe, and you accepted Jesus as your Savior, we want to send you, and if you don't have a Bible, we would love to send you an MP3 version of the Bible if you don't have one. And we want to encourage you to send us an email to kingdomdaughters1@yahoo.com. Or you can even send us to godlovedana@yahoo.com, teresa@kingdomdaughters.org, whatever one. You can listen to a podcast and get the website, www.kingdombuildersplaza.com. www.thefaithfulfaith.org. It's in construction, but I'll tell you, we're going to be having some products on there where you can go in and buy, and every time you make a purchase, you'll be sowing into the kingdom so that we can purchase oil, and we can purchase these MP3 Bibles, and we can purchase the things to give away. Well, we thank you so much for accepting God as your Savior, accepting Jesus as the Lord of your life, your brother, God's son. We're excited. We're excited. The angels are rejoicing, and so are we. Welcome into the kingdom of God. We want to connect with you. Send us an email. We'll be glad to pray with you. We'll be glad to embrace you. We'll be glad to pray and even to lift you up. Again, this is Prophetess Teresa Dodd, and I'm here tonight on assignment just to tell you that God wants more of you, little by little, inch by inch. It's a cinch. Yard by yard, it can be very hard. But because of who he is, and because of his ability, and because of his ability to live in you, you can become a greater you. Just know that there's absolutely nothing too hard for God. If you believe it and you receive it, shall receive it. If it's the will of the Father, it's yours. It's yours. Well, we're going to release you from the lines. And again, on Tuesdays and Fridays, Kingdom Daughters, Intercessors, we're on our prayer line. I want to encourage you to come on and jump in with us. The number is 218-895-0280. And just press in the word PRAY, which is 7729. Every Tuesday at 5 a.m. Central Time and 6 a.m. Eastern Time. And we're developing a 7-day prayer line with different intercessors in charge. So I want to encourage you, jump in. Be part of the blessing so you can be a blessing to someone. I'll tell you, it never is comfortable. It never is something that your spirit can say, I can do this. No, it's by faith that it's done. When your flesh say you can't, your spirit say you can. So again, I want to leave you with this. Just remember, you are special to God. You are his daughter. You are his son. And he wants you to take the land. He wants you to go out and win souls to him. Begin to press in his presence. Well, again, I want to bless you. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same place. We're not going to open the lines up, but we just want to be an encouragement to you tonight. Bless you. Have a wonderful, blessed evening. And my prayer is that God's Holy Spirit on you. God bless you and good night.